Joe's old Sunday clothes wore out, you would have to buy
if you go outdoors in the winter without coats,
and hold all these outfits. And if you put up a lot of things in the pocket, it makes them
bulge.
And this shirt isn't same for eyes.
Or a whole black stitch without a jacket lying there. Delivered from a store.
The one I washed yesterday drew up for what was
it. It was wrong package. Don't my color say soup.
It isn't Sanferine. I hope it won't.
French.
What if it gets too tight?
And that coat will fit this year, but last year
it could use another bird here.
And if it
occurred yesterday, and lately it seems that everyone I've washed has
what we're talking about.
And when a girl goes out to a party and getting
that
ready to say she likes to, would you use a different term if it were for a man? What about men putting on makeup, not going out to a party, but just putting on makeup? What would you say she's doing?
Right. I'm putting on face.
And what do you carry your money in? She's showing me a picture here. Who is this?
That's Mr. Adams with his suspenders and his
bandage. This is your husband, and this is Quincy.
Mm-hmm.
How old is Quincy now?
Quincy's 30. In his first year wearing a dress.
He's changed a lot, hasn't he?
No, has never worn a dress, has he?
No.
Just a little nice time to change.
Yes.
Trimmed up.
And he was wearing suspenders here.
Yes.
Have you ever heard them called anything else besides suspenders?
Galluses.
And what do you hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella. Parasol.
And what is the last thing you put on the bed as you're making it up?
Bedspread.
And what do you put at the head of the bed?
How do you put it now?
Do you remember using anything at the head of the bed that was about twice as long as the pillow?
Bolsters.
And this bolster didn't go part way across the bed, it went. How far?
With all the pillows, we never had any.
And what do you put on the bed for warmth?
Have you ever been in person called anything else besides
kangaroo quilt?
And what do you hold open?
And a cover that has some kind of batting in it.
And what is the last thing you put on the bed?
It's a quilt or cover.
And what would you call a makeshift sleeping place on the floor for a baby?
A pallet.
And if you said that you expected a large corn crop in that field this year because the soil is very good. And what is a flat lowland along a river called? And what is a field that might be good for nothing other than raising grass?